Welcome to the New Testament reading today, coming out of Mark's Gospel, verse 31 through the beginning of chapter 9, verse 1. Now, this is about Jesus predicting his death. Then Jesus began to tell them that he, the Son of Man, would suffer terrible things and be rejected by the leaders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, and 3 days later he would rise again. And as he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and told him they shouldn't say things like that. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, and he said to Peter very sternly, "Get away from me, Satan. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not God's." And then he called his disciples in the crowds to come over and listen. Red Letter Edition. He said, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? If a person is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person when I return in the glory of my Father with the holy angels." And then the first verse in chapter 9, Jesus went on to say, "I assure you that some of you standing here right now will not die before you see the kingdom of God arrive in great power." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the gospel message.